Wonderful viewers, welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants on Supreme Master Television. For this episode, we head to Australia to visit with that nation's iconic animal, the kangaroo, and to speak with Professor Steve Garlick of the University of the Sunshine Coast, Queensland, and his wife, Dr. Rosemary Garlick, who both run a sanctuary for these special beings in the state of New South Wales. The kangaroo is a unique, lovely animal that appears on Australia's coat of arms, the official symbol of the country, to signify the nation's progress as kangaroos always move forward. Kangaroos are marsupials or mammals that give birth to underdeveloped young that mature inside their pouches and belong to the family Macropodidae. Over 60 members of the family live in Australia, including wallabies, wallaroos, and kangaroos. The red kangaroo, the largest marsupial in the world, can grow up to 2 metres tall and weigh up to 90 kilograms. According to the folklore of the Australian Aborigines, the indigenous people of the land, the kangaroo was sung into life by their ancestors. When Earth was newly born, the sun, the moon, and all forms of life were asleep under its crust. Then the period known as dreamtime came, when sleep was separated from waking time. Next, the ancestors stood up out of the mud and sang with joy, "I am a kangaroo, I am a cockatoo," and so on. And thus, all living things were called into being and woven into the fabric of life. Kangaroos are uniquely Australian and are adored by young and old around the world. Now let's learn more about these special animal co-inhabitants and the compassionate rescue work of Professor Steve Garlick and his wife, Dr. Rosemary Garlick.
We've mostly got kangaroos, but we have other macropods as well, and we've got some wombats, and we've got one, a baby echidna. So we've got quite a variety, wallaroos, wallabies, that are here.
How did the animal sanctuary start?
I suppose it started quite a number of years ago now, and like other people, we see the injured animals on the road, and we thought, well, we've got to try and do something about that. And so we started quite small, and eventually it's grown to this, where we've completely taken over this cottage with animals. and so we're really quite committed now, particularly to those that are injured animals.
Kangaroos are highly social mammals that typically congregate in groups known as mobs, which vary in size from 10 to 100 or more members. Each mob has a specific social order, wherein the affectionate, caring mother kangaroos teach the young how to live in the wild. Let's now meet the sweet, adorable animals rescued by Dr. Rosemary Garlick and Professor Steve Garlick.
This is little baby Lucy. Lucy's beautiful, aren't you, Lucy? Lucy loves to snuggle, and she was raised from 500 grams, so she's a little furless pinky, so she's doing very well. Her splints will be coming off in about a week's time, but when she first came to us, she couldn't stand up. The carer asked us to take over her care.
The kangaroos seem to be very affectionate.
Oh, yes. See, they lean against you and suck. They like to suck their toe. This is their claw that they clean their ears with and scratch, and that's called the grooming claw. And that's a favourite thing to suck, or they suck your shirt or their little pouch.
Male kangaroos are called bucks. Females are called does or flyers. And infants are known as joeys. A pinky is a very young, furless joey that is basically in a fetal state. After only a 4 to 5 week gestation period, a pinky crawls out of their mother's womb. Then, helped along by their doting mum, the pinky makes their way to her pouch and attaches to a teat, where they drink her milk for approximately 9 months. After emerging from the pouch, the joey stays by their mother's side, learning her wisdom and bathing in her love and affection. Sometimes, when a pinky's orphaned, they must be hand-raised by a human caregiver and nursed throughout the day.
It varies from 2, 3, or 4 feeds a day, depending on how small they are. The little ones, when they first come in, they have 4 feeds a day. Some people feed them 6 feeds a day, but the carer that looked after those. And she raised recently a joey from, I think, 280 grams. He's now 2 kilo. And she feeds them on the clock, 12-6, 12-6. And she seems to do very well with raising the pinkies. Because it's not easy. These are like premature babies when they come in. I mean, this is one that Steve rescued last weekend. He was found under
little
a tree.
Male.
Yeah, little boy. His name is Herbie. Mm-hmm. Take him out, Stevie. He's the most beautiful boy. Look at the colour. Isn't that gorgeous? Look at that. Isn't he beautiful? And he was just found by some people under a tree. They wanted to care for him. But when Steve explained how difficult it is and, you know, that the problems you can have, they said, well, you'd better care for him. So Steve brought him home and he's just a beautiful, beautiful boy. Look at him. But he loves the other joeys. If you put him down, he'll usually chase the other joeys because he loves being in a pouch with the other joeys.
When we come back, we will meet more of the adorable kangaroos staying at the sanctuary. This is Animal World, our co-inhabitants on Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Let's now learn more about Australia's proud animal symbol, the intelligent, caring kangaroo. Dr. Rosemary Garlick takes note of the health of all the kangaroos she and her husband look after.
We've got a lot of experience with the bonding of these animals. We have an old kangaroo that I actually had in the enclosure because I was worried that she might have had an infection in the jaw. I only let her out the other day. One day she came to the gate and I just grabbed her by the arm and pulled her in, and we sedated her and checked her mouth. We got to know her because I rescued two of her joeys from a fence.
Kangaroos are extraordinary animals that can travel at more than 60 kilometres an hour and jump 2 to 3 metres high. Kangaroos also have acute senses of smell, sight, and hearing, and are extremely bright. Let's now meet some of the other lovable residents of the sanctuary.
Meggy was an orphan, raised from about a kilo when she came in. So she's come here to, she's going to a release site in about a week's time, so a property of about a couple of thousand acres she'll be going to with a few of her friends.
Yeah.
A little fair, light-coloured one. George is the big boy I told you about before, who came in at 900 grams. Glenys actually helped raise him. And he was just a little pinky with gravel rash all over him. And he's going out to his release site next week. He's the one that likes to play and sometimes cuddle. But he's a very affectionate fellow, even though he's a big boy now.
As soon as the kangaroos are healthy, strong, and able to take care of themselves, they are released into the Australian wilderness, known as the outback, to be free and enjoy blessed lives in harmony with nature.
I've already moved from here 10, and I'll be taking another group of about 5. So there'll be a group of friends, 15 animals that have grown up together, and it's like releasing a little mob of their own. So they're all friends, they preen each other, play with each other, and so when they leave their release enclosure, they will just move out when they want to. And you know, even though we feed them pellets and lucerne, they much prefer grass. So as soon as they got to their enclosure from here where there's no grass, they thought it was just wonderful. The first thing they did was start nibbling on the grass.
While at the sanctuary, the animals form special bonds of love and friendship.
One is a kangaroo and one is a wallaroo. And it's very interesting. They've been here a while now. They live in this straw bale shelter and they live pretty well together. It's interesting that they've both teamed up. Now, wallaroos like to dwell in caves, and so we built these straw bale shelters and they like to get into those. So we can have a look at those too.
Great, let's have a look.
There they are. They're always together, these two.
You can see the boy, you know, when he came in, he was really in a bad way, and he was in our garage. Every night I would lay him down on his mattress with a beautiful soft polar fleece, give him a bottle and then cover him over, and just like putting him to bed every night. So he's very affectionate. He's a lovely boy. They both have become very good friends. I think when Boyne came out here, he just wanted to be in a safe place because of the head injury, and then Adele just naturally wanted to be in like a cave-like situation. And so they will go to the release site together because the release site they'll be going to is good for wallaroos.
For Professor Steve Garlick's and Dr. Rosemary Garlick's steadfast dedication to the rehabilitation of kangaroo and other marsupials, Supreme Master Qinghai bestowed the Shining World Compassion Award. In addition, Supreme Master Qinghai made a contribution of $5,000 to the sanctuary to further the efforts to serve animals in need of assistance. We thank Professor Steve Garlick and Dr. Rosemary Garlick for allowing us to visit their sanctuary and for speaking with us about their kind-hearted efforts. May all the animals of Australia be blessed and protected. Thank you for your blessed company today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment, right after noteworthy news. May God's grace be with you.